Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
Years ago, I was driving through the vineyards around Napa Valley, California, listening to old speeches of Ronald Reagan. He was talking about the greatness and the uniqueness of America. In one of them, he was saying that we've got to get back to the basics of what made America great. And a huge part of that, he said, was getting back to basic Christianity, where we live our lives for God and walk out the biblical principles of morality and virtues that were the tenets for what created America's exceptionalism in the first place. He spoke of the blessings of God that come on a nation that honored him, just as the blessings of God come on an individual that exalts him and puts him first. The same is true for nations. There are also consequences, both individually and nationally, for disobeying God and rejecting His word. It is the effects of biblical Christianity that has set America apart from the nations of the earth. Reagan warned that no other generation of Americans has been given what this generation, those of us that are alive right now, has been given, and to whom much is given, much is required. Reagan said that if we don't honor God and get back to the basic principles of Christianity, that the rest of the world will look back in horror that this generation that had the most to lose did the least to prevent that loss from taking place. That warning hit my spirit, and I started crying so hard that I had to pull off the side of the road. I called out to God to awaken all of us to our time in history.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.